Wrestling Yeti Podcast. I'm your host, the Yeti, Mike Keaton. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Fastlane pay-per-view that just happened this past Sunday, February 22nd. Some rumors, and possibly what's to come for WrestleMania 31 in Dallas, Texas. I'm just going to touch on the big matches and a couple of things of note. I'm not really going to go over the entire card because by now everybody's heard the results and seen the show. Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan turned in a really good match against each other, with Daniel Bryan being the ring general in this match and also being the veteran in this match. He helped carry Roman Reigns and made him look like a million bucks. Not saying that Roman Reigns didn't contribute to that, but this was probably the best match that Roman Reigns has had in recent history, if not since he started with the WWE. I'm interested in seeing him face Brock Lesnar now, because who's going to carry that match? Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar is a good athlete and a good wrestler, but I don't believe that he can carry a match the way that Daniel Bryan can. So this is going to be a very interesting match between the two. I hope to see Brock Lesnar continue his run in the WWE, but from recent rumors, I don't know if that's going to be the case. So look to see Reigns win at WrestleMania and carry the world title. The U.S. Championship match between John Cena and Rusev also was another good match on the card. It made Rusev look like the heel that he needs to look like, with that kick to the groin and Lana coming up onto the ring apron to distract the referee while he did it. This match looked like a tough match between the two. The only thing that bothered me in this match was that John Cena was seen calling the spots all match long. Come on, John, we know that kayfabe's dead according to Triple H. But can't you help us dispel belief just a little bit? The Triple H-Sting confrontation was excellent in my book. The baseball bat versus the sledgehammer was a way to get this thing rolling. I hope this match turns out as good in the ring as it does on paper. I know that Triple H can have an A1 match with Sting. I'm sure that Sting's been training hard too for this match, because I know he wants to make the most of his WrestleMania moment. Another great segment on the show was Bray Wyatt coming out to The Undertaker's music with his druids. This is an awesome way to call out the dead man. Are you up for the challenge, Bray? I hope so. I'm a fan of both Dean Ambrose and Bad News Barrett. I like their work, I like their style, I like their characters. But I wasn't a fan of this match at all. How do you call a disqualification for stomping a mud hole? If this was the way it would have been in the Attitude Era, Stone Cold Steve Austin would have never won a match. And I really didn't like them showing Dean Ambrose walking off with the belt. Because in this day and era, it's hard to just say that he walked out with the belt and nobody stopped him in the back. I hope they clean up this mess a little bit between the two and have a couple of great matches between now and WrestleMania and cap off the feud there with a great match between the two. Now, I'm not sure if the match between Goldust and Stardust was supposed to end the way that it did. It looked like the referee botched the finish. But the promo after the match made up for it in the backstage area. I'd like to see more of what they did on Monday Night Raw between now and WrestleMania, where they had Goldust come out to the stage area and distract Stardust. Maybe next time they can have Stardust come out and distract Goldust. They don't need to fight too much between now and WrestleMania and have a great WrestleMania match between two brothers who are great in the ring, who have a great legacy with their father, Dusty Rhodes. So that's it for my recap of Fastlane. Hope you enjoyed the pay-per-view. I did, even though the crowd was a little flat. Now on to news and rumors. Samoa Joe and TNA recently parted ways. Ring of Honor recently re-signed Samoa Joe to some dates coming up here in March. Samoa Joe is a really awesome talent. I hope he finds himself in Ring of Honor and gets back on track. Good luck, Joe. The rumor mill was going crazy after Brock Lesnar left Monday Night Raw early. But with all the rumors going around, it actually looks like it was more business than it was creative or anything else that people had drummed up for this rumor. Congratulations to the 2015 WWE Hall of Fame inductees, Butch and Luke of the Bushwhackers. And a big happy birthday goes out to the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Today's his 66th birthday. Happy birthday, Nate. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Thank you again for listening and downloading my podcast through iTunes and also through Podomatic. Here in the near future, I hope to have my good friend Mike Grambo Graham back here at the Yeti Compound to record a couple more podcasts. We'll be doing some top fives, preview of WrestleMania 31, what we think about what's going on in the business today. I'll also have more Sunday Superstar Spotlights coming up. So stay tuned to what's coming up on the Yeti Wrestling Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me at Twitter at Wrestling Yeti, or you can email me at TheWrestlingYeti@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, The Wrestling Yeti Podcast. If you like poker, especially the history of poker in Las Vegas, please listen to my friend Doug Dalton and Neil Creasy on their podcast, The Other Side of the Table. It's available on iTunes now. Also listen to my friends Will and Mike on their podcast, The Sports Turnpike with Will and Mike. It's also available on iTunes. So until next time, everybody, so long.